You're with SBS Radio.
It was beautiful to see a sellout crowd in the Classic Cinema where we premiered the film. Mm-hmm. And it was really nice to see a very wide range of people who came to see it. It wasn't just, you know, our friends and family. It was some people that we had never met before. And people were just so positive about, you know, the feedback was so positive. People really were inspired. They were moved by what they saw. So many people said, I'm just so proud to be Jewish. You know, I'm so proud to be a part of this, which is really special because the point of the film is not just to show people what we do. The point is to show people what can be done when you go out of your own little space, and to show people that there are Jews everywhere. We're all one family. We all love to celebrate our Judaism wherever we are. And I think it really comes through in the film. There were so many different places that both the Ruddles and the Rubens met people. There was just such a positive vibe of pride and happiness about being Jewish. And I think that's so special.
So now I asked him in Hebrew, ask in English now.
Yeah.
Were you surprised of the amount of Jews you actually met on your way?
I don't think we were disappointed about the amount of Jews that we met in our trip, because we were going to the outback. There aren't many people in the outback, so of course there are going to be less Jews. I think we went into that trip knowing that it would be long distances, few people, but every Jew is a diamond. Every person is important, and no matter where they are, we want them to know that we care about them. They're precious to us as a Jewish people. This, you know, if you go out far, it doesn't mean that you're no longer a part of us. Wherever you are, you're part of the Jewish family.
And there were a lot of Jews that we met that didn't make it to the cut.
Yeah.
It was over 50, 60 hours of film. They had to cut down to 52 minutes between us and the Rubens. So we met probably about 30 Jews in this, although the documentary portrays at only, you know, 5 or 6, but we did actually meet about 30. So we were quite happy with the results. Mm. And again, these are areas that a lot of the times we need to cover them to see if there are any Jews. And if we know, now that we know that some of these areas don't have, we're not going to go to Marla. we're not going to expend resources to send anybody there, because we do know now that there are no Jews there. So that's also part of the mission, as being responsible for really the entire Australia.
Yeah.
So I don't look at it as a failure. It's just part of the, it's part of the, I mean, if you're on a bus route, you can either go to the city and have take a lot of people on every route, but if you're in the country and you have few people, it's just as important for the bus company to have a route out in the country, although you may not have as many people.
Correct.
And that's the way we look at it. It's just as important. The Jew out there is just as important, perhaps even not, I don't know about more important, but it's more precious perhaps in God's eyes. The Jew out in the country who does a mitzvah is perhaps even more precious than somebody doing a mitzvah or a good deed.
Can I just add? I think there were several goals or aims in this film. One of them obviously was for the production company to have a beautiful story to tell. But for us, it was also about meeting these Jews. So even if it didn't make the cut, it wasn't a waste of time, you know? So in Alice Springs, we met this beautiful woman who, before filming started for the day, we had just popped into Kmart to pick up some things, and she was dropping off her child at childcare. And she saw us and thought, oh my God, a rabbi, and came running, yelling, hello, are you Jewish? I'm Jewish. And she was a beautiful, special person who had been longing to connect to Judaism in some way, felt very alone in Alice Springs. And we've connected her with other Jewish people in Alice Springs.
That's
She's a part of the community now. And yeah, that didn't make the cut because the cameras weren't there, but so what? We've still achieved our mission.
Perhaps it was better the cameras weren't there at that moment. She probably would not have approached us.
Yeah, she may
if
have
she
been,
hadn't seen the cameras. And now she, based on our work in this during this short visit to Alice Springs, she actually hosted a Seder for a Passover Seder for 20 Jews in Alice Springs, which had a few backpackers, and it was an incredible experience.
Yeah.
It's all from that one visit to Alice Springs. So I would say the trip was a tremendous success, actually.
Yeah, on all fronts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another thing that we really believe is part of what we do is that even if we don't meet anyone, driving around in this thing sends a message. No one can miss this. So even if there isn't a personal interaction, there may be someone who saw our vehicle and said, hey, those are my people, and were inspired in some way to connect to their Judaism or not, but it was just a reminder. So driving those hundreds, almost thousands of kilometers in itself is achieving our mission.
While we were driving from Adelaide to Port Augusta,
yeah,
there were gale force winds, and it was absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
And we have since taken it off because of this, but you see there was an awning, as RVs do have. We just heard in the middle of the road, and the camera crew missed the beginning of this, but was acting like a sail. It had completely unfurled, and it was flapping around, and it's big.
So and it was really making dangerous. The whole missile tank was rock.
It was going back and forth. So yeah, we pulled over to the side. Thank God we found it. And the camera crew just pulled it. They only got you see on the film only the end of this. But the beginning was really intense, where it was just so windy and the kids were inside crying because they didn't know what was going on. We had to try to fix this thing, and it was broken already from the wind. So we had to try to fix it, but we did manage.
We just managed, yeah.
But
teamwork.
It's things like that.
They just add excitement to our trips.
Yeah.
But yeah, this has done the length and breadth of Australia, and it always manages to pull through.
That's right. And we have recently, as of this week, we have had it completely reconfigured inside. So now it is not only a living space for the people that travel inside, it is also a complete library.
A Jewish library.
We're getting the books in now, which will have a very, very nice selection, a wide selection of Jewish books and multimedia. So we're going to have a system where people, no matter where they are in Australia, in Wagga Wagga, they can jump in, take a book, and mail it back.
Well, either they can sit and read. There's a beautiful, really comfy spot to sit and discuss or just read quietly. Or they can borrow it through the library borrowing system, and they'll be provided with a way to mail it back.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.